I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by John May of Kilkenny City Harriers. Good evening, John.
Hi, TJ. How are you?
Good, thanks. A busy period for Kilkenny City Harriers.
Well, it's a busy week anyway because we're coming into the streets of Kilkenny this Thursday. As you'll know, the race sold out last week, but that won't prevent people coming down to have a look in the evening. It's unusual to have sold out so early, so we're being bombarded with messages from people wondering, is there any chance of getting in late and that sort of stuff. The committee there are still to make a decision on that, so I suppose I'd say to anybody that's still hoping to get in, keep a watch on our social media. There might be an opportunity for it just yet. There's generally cancellations, etc. If we're notified of cancellations, we'll put those numbers back out. But on the athletic side then, or on the track side, the indoor juvenile relays were All-Irelands were on yesterday. With 7 teams went up. Unbelievably, 4 of the 7 teams won the national championships yesterday. That was the under 12 boys, under 14 boys, under 13 girls, and under 15 girls, under 17 girls, with the under 12 girls finishing second. And it was an incredible return from 7 teams at the All-Irelands. 4 golds and 1 silver. The rest of the teams competed quite well as well. Both of the other teams finishing inside the top 6. And really, really testament to the coaching that's going on at the moment in the club. Like, you've got brilliant sprint coaching going on right through the club. And just testament that shows that, like, Cliona Manning, she's aiming for her second Olympics this year. Let's hope that that's not the only female sprinter or male sprinter that we have going off to the Olympics in the next few years. And certainly plenty of evidence yesterday that there's lots still coming through. Beyond that, then it's all busy getting ready for the streets. Maeve Richardson has opened her 5K account out in America. She ran 16:46, which is a small PB there the other night. And again, it's indicative. Maeve has come through a period of a little bit of injury out there. It's her first year out in America. She'll be getting used to the training and getting used to building the mileage. And if she's running 16:46 now, be very interesting to see what she'll run in another couple of weeks. But all busy as per usual, TJ.
I was just going to say there, 16 minutes in a 5K, and I mean, compared to Ireland, the humidity or the heat, it'd be completely different than here in Ireland, John.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But then on the flip side, I suppose you're generally running in conditions that maybe have a little bit less wind.
Yeah.
Wind can be a big factor in track racing here in Ireland, and you might have a little bit less of that. You've got deeper fields as well, maybe in the American collegiate system. So she ran well. I mean, like she was sixth in the particular race she was running in. There's a girl there, Anika Thompson. She's actually got the Irish under 20s 5K record. She's originally from America, but she has Irish heritage, and so she declares for Ireland. And so Anika Thompson was in the race. She was second. So it was a really, really high caliber race. And I mean, look, it's just unfortunately for some of our distance runners, particularly at the collegiate level, they have to head abroad maybe to find that level of competition. And I know there's success stories here in the club in America, and then there's success stories of people who have stayed, like Cahill O'Reilly. Cahill has stayed. I saw Cahill out this morning getting in a few miles, and I know he's getting himself ready to toe the line this Thursday night, because he'll be interested. There's really, really good prize money up top, and he'll be interested maybe in giving himself a little sniff at some of that prize money and in bagging a victory on home turf. But it's interesting to see. I mean, which system works better, I don't know. Probably at the moment we would have to say in our club, the stateside model is certainly serving a lot of our athletes very, very well.
Oh, no, definitely. And I mean, the results you mentioned out there, John, the medals haul. And you mentioned Cliona Manning as well, heading for her second Olympics. How important is that for to have a role model like that, especially for the real young athletes to, as you were saying, to strive to replicate that? And in maybe Olympic years is 4 years, so maybe 8 years time, 16 years time, yeah, that they can be competing there.
Oh, it's so important. And I mean, it normalizes that sort of exceptional. And I remember we had a presentation night for Cliona, and it was still during COVID, so it was all outdoors and that sort of stuff. But for a lot of our juvenile athletes, they hadn't realized that very often on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, when they were running around the track at 6:30, there was this tall, graceful female sprinter warming up on the far side of the track, and she still might have had her coat on, or she was going up and down along on the grass doing a couple of strides or drills, and that's what Olympians look like. And I remember saying it to the juveniles at the time, that's what one looks like, you know. So it's certainly having them in the club, no more than having the likes of Brian Maher, who would have gone to a world cross-country championships. It helps to normalise those kind of standards and helps to normalise and humanise the people who can achieve that. And no, it definitely helps, no doubt. And Cliona, even, she's a great ambassador for the club in so many ways, and Brian Maher, but like, just Cliona, for example, she's a great woman to be down holding a flag somewhere at the streets of Kilkenny. So, you know, you could be zipping around the corner there, delighted with yourself. You mightn't realise, but the person holding the flag, minding as you go around that corner to make sure traffic's not going to interact with you during your race, well, that could very well be one of our Olympians that's minding that particular corner. Just while I'm on the subject, just to say that there are road closures in place all around Kilkenny this Thursday. The road closures come into effect from 6:30 on. They'll have a particular effect if you are hoping to go into Dunn Stores, and they'll have a particular effect if you're hoping to travel to the cinema on Thursday night. So I just know there are a couple of pinch points every year. I mean, this is our 7th street this year. People are starting to get used to it as a kind of an event within the city that, like, when it's on, people know, oh, that's on this evening. I won't go into Dunn's, or if I go into Dunn's, I'll go in and I'll get out before 7 o'clock. But just so people know, any of the listeners, that, you know, there will be a little bit of traffic restriction around the town. We have heard from the public before that people are concerned that they might be able to get to their Holy Thursday Easter services. But let me assure you, there's absolutely none of the churches are affected by that. And any of the Easter services, there's no problem with people getting into their church to get their Easter services as well on Holy Thursday.
Oh, no, definitely. And for one evening, John, as well, for what a great cause it is, I think it's definitely worth any little bit of inconvenience that is there. And the very best of luck, John. I will try and make it in. And it's congratulations with the medal haul over the week as well, and the very best of luck. And I hope everyone really enjoys the night out after as well.
Hopefully so. We'll chat to you Thursday, TJ.
Thanks a million, John, and I'll chat to you next week as well, definitely.
Okay, bye, TJ.
That's John May of Kilkenny City Harriers outlining the great success in All Ireland's over the weekend, and also the Streets of Kilkenny 5K that's taking place next Thursday evening. John said that the Streets of Kilkenny 5K has been sold out, but if you want to still maybe take part, there could be a chance, as they maybe some withdrawals from it. So if you keep an eye on Kilkenny City Harrier socials, all the information will be there.